Hey, what's happening?
Good morning.
Huh? What are you reading there?
Is it my brain? Is it my brain?
They're fighting you.
Like feet and spoiled milk together.
Oh, hello.
How are ya?
I'm fine. Touch reaching and touch reaching and touch my belly
button. Franzouche. Boston, Mike.
Hello. Check.
She was a pretty Czech woman.
Touch the magic box.
The magic box.
Unless she asked politely.
Have you heard any ibuprofen? No, acetaminophen. Thank you.
He said acetaminophen.
How did Bab Bar sing it?
Did you pull your pants back up yet?
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Welcome to the House Cooking.
It is show. Another episode. Fine, fun-filled February.
February is here.
February.
Into the March.
February. Into March, and we'll be back again, because we're snapping back. But right now, it's here.
It's here where we're at right now.
And it's slightly frozen still.
Yes.
Slightly.
So the ice is still melting on the front of the front porch.
It is. So watch your stepping, because we're not icing. We are not even salting. We are just keeping a sign out front saying, don't enter.
Right. It doesn't stop people, though. They still come over.
Yeah. There's a pile of mail out in the front yard that we have to collect yet.
Right. I don't know whose it is, if it's ours or not, but, you know, it might be out there for some reason.
Exactly. So we'll have to check that out, because that could be federally influenced to figure it out on its own. So until then, it's another.
We're here, but is there anything important going on in the cuckoo world?
Is there? I haven't read the cuckoo newspaper this day.
I didn't know we were still in print.
Yeah, we're still in print. One printing, that's it.
Well, according to...
It's news I made up, so...
Oh, well, that's all right. I thought that... What about the...
You could contribute, like right now if you want to. You could contribute the news to the cuckoo news.
Well, I,
February Cuckoo News Update with your anchor, Urban Hippie Brownie Cat.
Read the teleprompter.
You didn't put it up.
It's up, long to your left.
Good evening, welcome to the Cuckoo's News. Today's news stories include how to bake chicken, how to sniff a marker properly, and also Models of Peace for the Middle East by Dr. Antonio Luciferi. But first, the weather with Dr. Antonio Luciferi. What?
All right, hey, thank you for joining in. Today's weather forecast is just open your god darn curtains and look outside. Just don't be afraid to go outside and take into account what nature looks like on your own, instead of paying somebody $75,000 to predict the weather with a computer. Here, let me read your poem. I'll tell you what tomorrow's going to be like in the forecast. Let's see, this deep line here means you're going to have a sunny disposition tomorrow with a slight chance of sun showers.
Well, they are interpreting, you know, models.
Like tarot cards. Here, let me throw down the tarot cards. Let me hear. You pick
basically
from the middle of the deck.
But you're a science supporter.
I'm counting cards. But they're still predicting.
Right.
They're still predicting.
Based on
saying
science.
They're saying it's science.
That's the one science you'll give a little...
They're saying it's science.
A little backlash to weather science.
Is there 50% right?
Well, right.
The hell?
But generally, the odds are...
Generally. The odds are theirs, because if you've lived in a certain climate for a long time, you'll begin to understand the weather patterns. Yeah, there's going to be things that are going to throw it out of whack, but we live in a temperate zone. We live in a temperate climate zone. We know traditionally we see the four seasons. All we got to do is just look outside.
But it's cold out.
It's cold out.
Or it's too hot out. It's nice and air.
There you go, because you're telling the weather. See, because you go outside, you're like, oh, it's too hot. I'm going to go inside, enjoy the AC. And then when it's cold outside, you go outside, oh, I'm going inside and turn up the heat. See, so you know what the weather is the moment you step outside.
That's why you run outside in your underwear every morning in January and February and March.
This is how I tell what the day is going to be like.
Do you think it's ever going to change day to day?
There's slight variations, but before I go outside, I do spray myself in a fine mist of this little chemical I made that tells me through tingling sensations in parts of my body that are hard to explain, Through these tingling vibrations, I'm able to tell you the slight variations in the chances, down to the exact science. So it's a science I created, and it's a science I trust, and I've used the scientific method over and over, and I keep getting the same result. This burns when I go to the bathroom now.
Well, that's, yeah, you're doing it every day instead of once a week or so.
But it's still a science, and it's working, and I am kind of a 55-45% chance variation with the weather calculations.
How do you know it's not going to rain in the afternoon, per se?
Well, I'd have to spray myself again a second time.
Oh.
It depends. I mean, the more I spray myself, the more I'm able to tune into the weather, but the more it burns when I go to the bathroom.
Shouldn't you know, just use it for...
It's all organic.
Well, just use
That's what the ad on the internet said.
Well, just use it on days when you know you're going to be needing to know when the weather is.
Well, some people call and ask, and, you know, I feel inclined, because maybe, you know, it is an expensive product to buy, and I got to go to the bathroom now, but I'm afraid to.
Well, get some cream or go see the doctor.
Could you just turn on Channel 9 News and see what the weather is?
Yes, Cleveland 9 News here.
38 degrees outside.
Yeah, you can go sit in it.
I'll just tell him. I'll just text Lewis back. You know, I just can't. I've sprayed myself 5 times today, and I really can't go to the bathroom anymore. It's painful.
Answer the door. Answer the door. Answer the door. Answer the door. Answer the door.
Le spew.
He's gonna sneeze on the door.
Le spew.
He won't answer the door, but he'll sneeze on the door. Sir. It's a French and Kyrgyzstan mixture of language you're speaking there. Where are you from again, sir?
Le tribune, thank you.
So what happened? What was this tragic news that happened on Valentine's? Cupid got shot.
Cupid got assassinated in the back.
This happened a week ago, and they're finally bringing this news to light.
Yes, that's why there were no happy Valentine's moments this past Valentine's.
Oh.
He was found dead before Valentine's Day.
Was it a murder, or self-inflicted, or was it a shootout with cops, or what?
It was execution style.
Oh, so nobody knows who did it?
No, they shot him. Forced him on his knees, put a gun right back to his head.
Somebody was mad about love.
And killed Cupid.
So,
assassinated, shotted him. Shotted, not shot at, but shot ed, with an ed at the end. Shot ed, shotted. If that's not a word, that is now. Shotted.
I thought Cupid retired after with the new science stuff coming out. He didn't have to do all the work anymore, and all of it was, you know.
Well, he was broke. He needed to make ends meet. What else was he gonna do? He was made for no other reason but that. So he had to have work. He had to work.
I mean, that's what the media is saying. So we don't know for sure.
What is a fat, chubby cherub gonna do?
Well, you know, act.
Pack bags?
Could. I mean, we've done it for paying our bills.
Yeah, but, you know, that's his problem. He shouldn't have got back in the game. It's unfortunate. You know, now he's dead.
Well, he shouldn't have asked if pigeons had naughty dreams. Something happened there when he publicly asked that. If pigeons had naughty dreams.
I think that may have sent somebody over the edge, and that's unfortunate. Well, I'm going to his memorial service, at least. I expect to see you there. He was a good friend of yours, Cupid, so... Valentine's Day is not going to be the same without him around anymore.
Without love, where would you be now?
Delicious Michael. Show me your Michael. Michael!
Imagine this would stain your teeth more.
Well, it's finely ground coffee.
It's not processed, yeah.
That's why when you get towards the bottom, you gotta swish it, because it all settles the fine grounds. And then once you drink all...
Don't you steal stirrers from Starbucks when you're there? Wow, that's a lot to say. Steal stirrers from Starbucks when you stop in.
Get it while it's hot.
Stop into Starbucks and steal some stirrers.
Steal the stoppers. Steal the stirrers and stoppers at Starbucks. Stop in Seattle and...
Walla Walla, Washington.
Stop in Seattle Starbucks and steal some stirrers and stoppers.
Send them to the House of Cuckoos. We'll send them back saying that we reclaimed them, and we'll look like heroes.
Bum, 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 bum.
And they'll say we don't want these used things back.
Because we'll use them first before we send them back. That's just what we do. That's just what we do, because we don't do anything else but claim victory for ourselves. Off somebody else's hard work and determination. That's what I'm saying. You want to see my Shirley Temple haircut? Do you? I'll do it. I'll do it.
Don't make me do it, because I'll do it. I'll get a perm, and I'll scream like Alanis Morissette. I used to have a perm. Remember that?
You used to have Alanis Morissette's album, too. I don't see either one with you anymore.
I still have Alanis Morissette's album.
What happened to it?
Somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the
door. Open up. Whatever he says. Just let him in. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do. Hershey.
What?
Nom, nom, nom.
Ass wax.
Ass wax. Wax ax. That's the paper, mate. It's your best friend to your paper.
You write with paper, mate?
You can't write with paper. What kind of fool are you?
No, I meant Bran.
You're not my mate. She has bosoms. You don't. Not now. Italia Now sings the classics.
Italia Now. Here's a sample.
When did I go wrong? Don't know when, but now I'm alone. Italia Now. Oh, Italia Now. Now I'm alone. Italia Now. I'm alone for you. Oh, you want to go outside now? Or maybe later. Italia Now.
Oh, turn this record off.
It's a sour record.
It's a terribly sour record. There are a couple movies I want to see that I may go to the theater to see. But, like, as much as I wanted to see Hobbit, I don't want to sit there for 3 hours. I don't.
Right, in a theater like that.
No. I think I'm just going to enjoy my movies at home.
Some people like to camp out at the theater, though. I mean, I've definitely met people that can do 4 or 5 hours, you know.
I've been there.
Yeah, marathons.
At Star Wars Episode 1?
Yeah, you guys did, because I saw it twice.
We camped out for the tickets. Yeah. We got the tickets, and I think I got yours for the first and second showing of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got tickets for the night, so we saw it 3 times. At midnight, went to sleep, got up, all gathered up, went back. By the second time I saw it, I'm like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this movie. By the third time we saw it, looked at each other, and it was a piece of shit. Piece of shit.
Yeah, my first criticism was a pod racer. But of course, it's the only thing everybody liked.
It was so terrible, the pod racer. It didn't need to be that was long.
But now, as you see in the criticisms and that, people, the kids coming up, enjoy it. That's just part of their... They're so used to it.
I know.
So we can't...
I know.
It's strange. Just like the Clone Wars are accepted, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who are stubborn. I only like him when he was making him when he was hungry.
You know, Episode 1... Fucking hated it. And no, Darth Maul's no saving grace. The character was a visually cool character.
Yeah,
the concept was cool, but it was unrealized. It was just a filler character. I'm going to put a bad guy, real badass bad guy here that, you know, he's just an apprentice to this dark dude. I mean, it's a basic explanation because you really didn't need to know him. It was a character builder for Obi-Wan and Sidious.
Yeah.
It was just...
Boom, boom.
But in Episode 2, another steaming pile. So disappointed. I mean, yeah, Lucas, back in 1980, he did have...
Well, do you hate the movies or the story arc? All the way with Darth Vader being redeemed in the end.
Well...
He just didn't find...
Oh, no.
That's what I mean.
I don't like Episode 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I don't like Episode 1, 2, and 3.
If somebody else would have made him, would you have accepted the story arc? That seems to be the very...
Oh, I don't mind the story arc. I don't mind...
Lucasian foundation, if you will, of people.
I do like the story of redemption at the end.
Right.
Because then the prophecies of the Jedi came true.
Right.
Because it wasn't Luke. It was Anakin.
Right.
Anakin did fulfill that prophecy.
Right.
Granted, he had to turn to the dark side in order to realize...
Not the farthest, right?
Yeah, to realize... Right. This is what needs to be done.
Because there's a lot that don't like that.
Oh, no, I like that.
Yeah,
because
that was that original when he was younger.
It's deeper.
Yeah.
And you could see his influence, like you pointed out, of Joseph Campbell.
Yeah.
You know,
boom.
That influence is tell mythology. It's that story of myth.
Right.
That, you know, gave people the fighting spirit to live thousands of years ago. We don't have that no more.
He didn't play on acoustic, he played on electric, and it didn't come out good.
A laptop.
Look at that thinking face. What'd you do? Just fart? I farted. I sniff it. But I look like a thinker. That's a 7.9. I rate my own farts. My flatulence, I rate my own flatulence. I'm a judge of flatulence. On the Theodore Beaver scale of flatulence.
Theodore Beaver?
Theodore Beavers.
Theodore Beaver.
The Theodore Beavers scale of flatulatory odoriferous emanations. I rate this one a 7.9.
Out of what?
15. 15. 15. 15. Middling. It's a middling dapper. It's quite dapper. It's quite dapper. It's quite dapper.
It is. Abstract. Thank you.
Abstract. Thank you. Abstract. Thank you. Abstract. Thank you. Abstract.
Thank you. Looking in the basement, I see. Old backs of memories. I thought I set it on fire long ago, and I looked inside of that. Did I behold was a shoebox full of broken pictures loaded with mold. I couldn't see the images, so I made up my own. Celebrities and pasted it in my photo.
Never did drug in my life.
And you did a song called Can't Take Me Higher.
Love,
sex.
Love. That's Danny Yankee. I didn't write the song. I just played the guitar. That's all I did. I'm a good, bad, fair, and American Republican here. What would make you think I'd be doing anything other than living like an American?
What's up, Obama?
Obama, I'll tell you what the f*** I'm all about. I'm a gun-toting, proud to be, arm-bearing, flag-waving, jingo mentality motherfucker. But I'm Ted Nugent, and I don't endorse this. I don't know who the f*** the House of Cuckoos is, why they came snuck into my house talking about recording me.
We were just recording you snoring for a sample.
Yeah, it was just a
and your agent said it was okay, and even though we don't agree all the way with your politics personally, you know, you make us laugh.
We actually paid off the gardener and he gave us the key.
Yeah, so we just got the recordings and it's not, it's kind of public image, you know.
It's kind of down low. You know, we don't have to tell anybody it's you snoring.
I'll show them what an American does. You don't, how dare you call yourself an American? You're terrorizing my ears. The hell you think this is? You can steal my snore? I'm going to show you who's going to be snoring here in a minute.
Better run, Dr.
Yeah, Nugent. This ain't no wild turkey to be shot at.
Yeah, this
all right,
is
sorry.
Bad
prank. Yeah, yeah.
No, run.
Better get your asses off my porch, because if I was in the back, you're going to run. You're real good. Like
an American son. Run!
This guy's, bro, I can't believe this. Always running. Why do we always run?
Sweaty titty! I think we're okay.
Yeah.
We're
okay.
Ah!
What is that? No.
God, you boys in my sight. You better get back here.
Come on.
He's definitely sweaty. Run!
Why?
It's old man Nugent, run!
I got you in my size here. You ain't no, you're Tommy. That's what you are, you pinko bastard. I got my gun. You store stealing Tommy's. That's my store.
Oh shit, run!
My God!
You never know what the next year holds for the House of Cuckoos, as we are coming up on the anniversary in a few months here. You know, maybe some good, especially delicious things could happen.
That's right.
We could throw a circus. You want to do a circus?
And give out free chocolate and pizza and beer.
We're going to hire animals. I mean, we're going to go out to the animals in the wild and we're going to ask them if they
can
join.
They can take tickets.
It's voluntary. It's voluntary.
Yeah, if the animals want to volunteer, they can sign up.
They're not going to be forced to work for us.
No, not at all.
If the animals want to come, we're going to go visit, like, India and Africa and talk to the animals there. We're going to pay them. We will float the bill. We'll fly you there. We'll give you free room and board. We'll feed you. They're asking for a high price, but I think we're going to settle on a good number, and we'll hire them, and they'll be in our circus.
Yeah.
But I don't know when we're going to get the circus off the ground, because it takes a lot of work to hire a lot of different animals. And
I thought we were just going to have a big party, and the animals are going to take the tickets and serve the drinks and all that stuff. We were talking about the circus, and I must have got confused as to what we were doing originally.
Yeah, the animals. I'm trying to hire the animals to perform for us. I'm trying to give them,
the volunteer was, the other way. And then they would make tips, and then maybe they could, you know.
No, that's for the humans. Oh. Well, people are still going to tip. Like, the lions are getting, we're paying them out of our pocket.
Yeah.
The elephants that you see in the backyard, they flew all the way here on our dime.
Okay.
And they expect us to bathe them twice a day.
Right.
And they want fresh made Bloody Marys.
Just like that old relative of ours that has to stay with us.
Yeah, these elephants are very high maintenance. They speak 7 different languages, and they do enjoy football and baseball and cricket.
So we have snobby elephants?
Yes, pretentious. They are pretentious, artsy elephants.
Well,
but they do have a good sense of humor, at least.
Yeah, this should be good.
Because it was your bed that they broke and not mine, so.
And we'll be planning that?
Yeah.
That's coming up? Or are we doing that now?
What?
Getting the circus thing going.
No, we're trying to get it up and going, so it may take us...
How long are we going to keep them in our backyard?
Until we could build the circus. We got a lot of animals to convince to work for us, and we got to meet their price.
So you're going
to
wash these things twice a day?
We are.
Until we have the circus.
Until we have the circus.
Then it's over with. They go home.
Then they go home. They get their wage.
Why don't we just call them, you know, when it happens?
Well, we need them on the spot, so we also have to pay them for their time here.
Okay.
Let's just hurry up and make this circus happen, because we don't have a big bank account to keep these animals here.
Well, if anybody out there wants to sponsor a Cuckoo's
Circus.
Yes.
These animals are not forced to do anything against their will.
No, they sign up.
They are performing animals. They do this in their spare time in their natural habitat.
No agents, please.
Yeah, no agents.
Last time we had that skunk agent that was working for the squirrel that we tried to hire.
Mm-hmm. No more agents. We prefer agent-free performing animals.
But the other skunks were cool, you know. It's not against skunks. It was just that agent was really
that one
shady.
Particular just ruined it for me. New drapes.
But that squirrel's new manager is doing good.
Very, very
he's
well.
With the deer squad now, as they call it.
The deer
mostly
squad?
All deer. Yeah, it's mostly all deer.
And he's the only squirrel in the group?
Yeah, yeah. But now they're branching out in their agency.
And they're trying to branch out to other animals.
Yeah, and get those animals. Performing animals. But they volunteer and get paid, so.
Yeah.
But I didn't know we were doing that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Circus thing.
Yeah, so.
Now,
trying to get a cuckoo circus off the ground here.
Well, you better get the hose ready, because it sounds like your alarm's going off for the first round.
No, that's for you. I have to go pick up the badgers and the echidnas.
Look at that.
Porcuarian psychology. It dates back to the time where Arnold Porcuarius, he was found and to be the father of the porcuarian psychology. It's where they tell you that you're juxtaposed to your true being. Juxtaposition of your left self as opposed to your center self. Your right self is typically with an alignment. Most people's right self is in alignment. But it's the left of center that's always slightly distorted. That's where porcuarian psychology comes into play when looking at people with the mental disposition. Now to further discuss this topic of porcuarian psychology, my guest with me today is the great Professor Rockwell Borman. Professor Borman?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Antonio. It's lovely to be here today.
I'm glad I'm here, and thank you, and my students that are listening, thank you, and I appreciate your support for this.
We are having live tweets sent to us also in discussion of topics.
Yes, I rarely use the tweet. I understand it. I appreciate the science of it and what it might be doing, but it seems common in this, the porcuarian type of psychology.
Discussion down to at least 140 characters or less, that's the answers I need out of you in little bits. And I know you're a very verbose and luxury type of professor, but we do have people following us on Twitter that are having questions answered, so we need less verbose, at least 140 or less characters. That includes spaces, pauses, so...
Well, how can I count it?
We have a first question here.
This is, I thought, a vocal interview.
Oh, it is, but this is also social media. We try to keep up with the times, and we try to get great minds like you out there to people who their heads are always within their cell phones or their tablets.
But it seems there are limitations.
We didn't create the limitations.
This is to the Porcuarian psychology, as I wrote in my paper. Yes.
Okay, hold on. That's 140, so hold on before you finish. I'm going to have to send. Okay, go.
You're contradicting yourself there. This is the antithesis, as I said.
Hold on, wait a minute. Send. Okay, go.
Now you're trying to develop self-psychology into reaching out through social media.
Send. Okay, go.
Porcuary extends to this idea that there is a combination of the...
Okay, send. Okay, go.
The two thoughts of winter representing the Condylus negative...
Send. Go.
In February into the one that is full of the love and warmth that tries to go with...
Okay,
the
send. Okay, go.
Midpoint of the winter's peak... It follows the idea, the metaphor, as you know, in porcuary.
Send. Okay, go.
Representative of our inner psyche of the salted ham that comes from the pork metaphor.
Okay, send. Okay, there. Great. That was a long answer. I hope you guys out there are going to continue to follow us. Some people are only following through the social media. I only run the show. I don't create the venues of interaction. All right, next, they want to get an Instagram of us. Hold on, wait here. Smile.
Instagram. Oh.
All right, there, we're going to post this.
It looks like all right. Amazing.
Is there a website we could send them to, or could buy your books off of? Or
I have a blog that's maintained by a few students. You can get that by your website will have the link.
Yeah, we'll have the link up there. It's the Borman Institute of Porcuarian Psychology and Other Accriminations Against the Human Race.
.org.
Thank you. Thank you again. And hopefully we can have you next time where we will be using the social media of brain waving. Have you ever tried this yet?
I've heard about the new technology and I appreciate it. And we'll have to see how that works.
All right. Well, we'll see you back soon, Al.
Yes. Sir.
Thank you. That was Professor Borman here on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Numerologism 2. Mine is a 2. 2. Your personality number of the day is 2. That's mine.
Based on this program.
Based on this numerology horoscope. 2 is the number that carries with it very little energy, allowing events to run naturally on their own. Today is not a day for new undertakings or changing of direction. If possible, take some time off to relax and focus on your personal life. Sensitivity and a feeling of self-consciousness affects you strongly today. It is a good day to be in harmony with others. Romance is highly favorable.
Very metaphoric.
I said your number.
6 clones.
Responsibilities. Probably at home. Also at work. Also at day. You're a source of emotional strength for others. Open your heart and your love, friendship, and counsel. Love family. Love one another. Anyone who is in need, it will be returned to you later. Today is a good time to get in touch with old friends. Financial gains.
God damn it!
You can live like a rich person too. It's easy.
There is a way.
to be a straggler in that realm
of the rich.
And you know, at least here in America, there's a split. You've hung out with rich people. You know there's a different air all around.
Mm-hmm.
There's something different. Even when they're being real, it's a different air. There's something odd that it's a... You wear a tie, your daily life is, how do I get back to the club, you know? It's a way of finding relaxation without doing a lot of work. I've noticed that's the air. There's a way you can hang on, and I worked with a guy. This little guy came in. He was pretty much trying to date a chick who was in the rich group, and so he can work his way in and find the job through them. And he got all these manager jobs. He never would work. He never was qualified for anything. And he was this bitchy little dude, though.
It's how you talk to people. And how he much ass you kiss.
Yeah. And he would play off it. He called. I heard him trying to start his little business. He called 25 people, and he was telling people about, oh, nothing, but it's my birthday today. But, oh, you didn't have to say that. And he said that to everybody. It's my birthday. But so you get sympathy to get money from him. We heard him doing this. But he was robbing from the rich. And if the investment doesn't go anywhere, I can't guarantee a return. But I know so-and-so, and he's putting some money in this.
It's the balls. It's the balls.
Yeah. And he's a little Napoleon dude. I mean, just, it was so
maybe weird. He's the guy that runs my facility now. It's a dwarf. No, he's more a hobbit. More of a lean hobbit.
Postcrastinate. I mean, you don't post on social media because you keep putting it off later because you want to sleep more.
Postcrastinate.
You don't post in the right sense. Have you ever postcrastinated?
Procrastinate, concrastinate.
Postcrastinate.
Precrastinate.
Well, the precrastinates once thought about
the precrastinates.
They were a philosophical group.
Precrastinates.
They weren't sure if they wanted to move or not.
What about the concretes?
They were pretty definite on their opinions.
Concrastinates, yeah. The concrastinates.
Yeah, they followed after Concrastinates.
Concrastinates the Damned?
Yeah.
Oh, he was crazy. You heard what he did to his home village?
Right, St. Jitters did a report on him way back in the 1300s.
It was amazing. It was a good read.
He was competing with Thomas Aquinas.
St. Jitters?
Yeah, but people didn't appreciate his names.
No.
He's kept saying, I believe it's Jitters, depending on which scholars you follow.
Yeah, well, he was from the Germanic area, so I think it would have been Jitters.
So I think he was handed down to what eventually became the Grateful Dead. So it's strange, the connections. It didn't make sense to us.
St. Thomas Aquinas and his fight against St. Jeters. Crazy. Crazy, the theological doctrines that were coming from that time period. Crikey. You like the House of Cuckoos. You really like the House of Cuckoos. 333.
The number of the cuckoos.
333. The numbers of the cuckoos. 333. But there's only two cuckoos.
Yep. It's supposed to be 40 degrees today. Bird outside the window. Right there's a bird.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, you hear him? Dude, there's like a ton of birds out here.
Those sparrows are chilling.
Are they singing back?
Doing it Bob Dylan style.
I knew a man who gave me smack, and he told me to nick a neck, but I shot it all in my ass.
Jim does a
high.
Jim does a high.
When did he start singing like that? Because before he went... Like, the one song he does a duet with Johnny Cash with, he sounds...
How old is it?
It's like 60s, early.
Yeah, that's why. Something in the 70s happened.
When he started singing, like, hee-hee.
Yeah.
Because he was like a weird, straight, plain singer.
Something wrong with his mouth or what? I've always tried to look it up, but nobody else hears. I mean, people hear it, but...
Oh, yeah, the change.
People just
think
it's just style change.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's a... You know it's a definite change in vocals. Like, you saw that with Eddie Vedder. But there, I mean, you saw it...
Oh, with Sinatra.
Yeah.
Go from the very croon...
Hey, Dodo Pie, you are, you know.
Supposedly he got
choked by Tommy Dorsey's people.
Yeah, got fucking his ass stomped.
That is all the big motherfuckers.
See every house up and down the street.
Hey guys!
Oh, look who's here for Valentine's Day.
It's me!
It just passed. You missed Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's bullshit!
Well, you got candy for us?
fuck off!
Where were you going?
I'm going home!
Oh, and there he goes.
Yeah, there goes the eunuch. Later.
Bye.
I am a quadrangle. I do not believe in those.
Rectangles? They're illusions. They don't exist. But the triangle, that's truth.
Then why aren't there any biangles?
Ah, the elusive biangle has been spotted twice.
Ironic.
Ironic, indeed.
Maybe that is biangle.
They have rights too.
Yes, they do.
Support your biangles.
Laterally.
Lateral support to the biangle.
That's a bear choke slammer.
Bastard.
Full of grace.
The Lord ain't with name. You.
The biangle.
Well, it's a. We're trying to figure out the angle.
Yeah, what angle?
Well, that's bi.
There's two lines that don't connect, but that's an angle.
It's a biangle. Yeah, two lines that don't angle. Connect. And then make, how is that possible?
It's an infinite angle.
Well, that's almost a right angle, but it's not a triangle.
Two but lines without the tri. Angle.
It's bi, not tri. It's not rect or quad.
Or a line.
Two lines that never touch. But they make an angle.
That's a 70s way
How
of snorting.
How is that possible?
Ask Rick James. He successfully did it with a bunch of lines.
Oh, hey.
I think I just had a black rainbow moment.
Black.
Black rainbow was in Rick James' song.
I want a black rainbow.
Probably pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I actually thought
for
Gary
Christmas.
Coleman,
you thought bi-angle?
No, I don't think bi-angle. I think triangle.
Oh, yeah, you're a triangler.
Right, when there's triangles.
Triangulates. You're a triangulate.
The satanic.
He's a triangulate. We must burn him to the triangle.
Triangulates.
Damn triangulates. We are the biangulates.
What's with this triangulation?
We are the biangulates, and you are infringing upon our land, our territory. You've heard of the rectangulates? They're extinct. We eradicated them. No right angulites or left angulites. We are the biangulates.
Biangulates. Saving the day before midnight.
Biangulates.
Bi-ass-bi.
The new action toy line.
You get the new biangulate action figure.
I get the new biangulate action
figure? Yes, and you get the evil triangulate lord.
Oh, what does a triangulate lord do?
He tries everything.
Watch new triangulate shoot out major triangles out of his pecs.
While Captain Biangules destroys all enemies with his new action crit kick punch. And I zap.
Wow, that's real, Dad. I got you, triangulates. I love these toys.
This is great.
Honey, what did you do?
I went bought them the new triangulate action figures.
My Asbox.
Hey man, I listened to your new episode of Hunts and Cuckoos, and fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about me, man.
Work it, man.
Save it, man.
Work it, whatever you do, man, just work it. Don't work it too much, but just work it, alright? Just work it, just a little bit. Just work it, just a little bit, just not too much, man.
Work it.
Work it.
Work it.
Work it. Just work it. But just work it and don't work it too much, but you wanna work it. Did you hear me?
Work it.
Orchids. Get yours.
Winter, springtime orchid. By Aswad.
Aswad.
They're gonna think orchid. No, it's an orchid the whole time, you asshole.
Did he just do that?
Dr. Antonio, are pistachios supposed to have little legs?
No, they're not. Why? Why do you ask that? You sure it's not a cockroach you
saw? Well, we're trying to keep it. It keeps trying to get out of the bowl.
Is it talking? Did you say hi? Does it respond?
Not yet.
Where'd you find these pistachios?
Oh, never mind. It's gone now. I don't know where it's at.
So it's out of the bowl. It could be anywhere in this house. We don't know what it is.
It probably just fell right by your feet there.
Hey, Kay, what's that? My leg tickles. Is it up your leg?
Don't worry. It's just a nut bug.
A nut bug? That's I don't like the sound of this at all.
Well, it's
a nut bug.
It looks like a nut, I guess, and it goes crawling around. But, you know, I didn't think these imported nuts were going to have that from down at
Where'd
the market.
Where'd you get them from?
Down at the market.
Which market?
Well, the one that was behind the free market.
Oh, you got it from the witch market.
Well, I don't know what market it was.
No, the witch market.
Well, it smelled like salami, so...
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, but the rest of them were good, I think. Feel a little weird, but... otherwise, I'm pretty okay.
I'm gonna go to the store. I'll see you in about... How much of the bag did you eat?
Get some more.
How much of the bag did you
Probably
eat?
Probably about half.
Then I'll see you in about 8 hours.
Oh, no, I'll be here for the most time.
No, I'll be back in 8 hours.
Okay.
Stop going to that market. I told you to stay away from the witch market.
All right, we'll bring back some blue baklava.
All right, I'm out of here. I got a lot of errands to run.
Well, be careful with that bug on you.
Where? I don't know.
Here at the House of Cuckoos, you never hear the words go jiggle the handle regarding the lavatory. You just simply go in the backyard. We once believed that we could actually fly off our rooftops with plastic garbage bat wings. But not after this afternoon. Oof-a. I think I'm 2 inches shorter from the impact. Yet I'm also compacted. Relaxative. Why don't you go relaxative yourself?
What are you doing? Hey, you know those big magnet car signs? I could get those made too for the House of Cuckoos.
Like we're running for politics?
Yeah, vote for the House of Cuckoos. I could order 4, 2 on your car, 2 on my car.
You want to put some sort of identification for people to find us? Captain Horn?
No, what we do, when we're on the road with these on,
yes.
then we know. And you got the website there. Huh?
You know that is tacky.
Yeah, but it would be funny as fuck. People would remember how corny that
is. We had somebody filming us as we drove, too. I could see the reactions of people. We have a little, megaphone. Well, I say, listen to House of Cuckoos. You go, give me a shoe.
That what would be fucked up is like, you know, have somebody with the camera parked out on the spot in the street with people walking by. I'll drive by a few times with that, and then people were like, what the fuck does this car keep driving back and forth? This House of Cuckoo shit. I'm calling 911. When we did go to Columbus, just for what?
Is it fun?
I know, it was just funny though.
Travel, that's why we remember that was why it took us on the adventure and you were bitching before. Why are we leaving? I don't know where we're going, but we're going to try something. It says you only get to do these things once in a while.
I know.
When we left, when I took off and left the Billy Bar for a moment there, that
bathroom. Oh, the grocery store.
Use a bathroom or something or get something to eat.
Yeah.
You don't ever. Because I thought maybe I'd turn around, but there's no roads to turn around on that narrow road. I remember that.
Oh my God, he's gonna get killed.
And then you said the same thing. You ever fucking leave me in the middle of these weird ass fucking places again? Like there's something like that. You were standing there in the very corner edge, like of the end of the road, I remember coming
so
back
again.
Yeah, and the speed limit was like 70. It was like you just stop, that's all it is. And then you go back to 70.
Yeah.
So your friends left you, huh?
Why don't you come sit at the back?
And then we saw the guy, remember the guy laying down with the guy with the pitchfork?
Yeah.
Like he just killed him. Like trying to figure out what he's gonna do next.
Yeah, the pitchfork was stuck into him.
No, he was holding it. I think it was. I remember that. So he's standing, like, thinking. And then the guy, maybe he was listening on the ground, but he was just out on the ground. And we were like,
keep driving.
Go.
Keep driving.
Like, shit, how am I going to get rid of this body?
Keep driving.
That's how he had that look. At least that's weird. How maybe we immortalized that moment.
It was weird. Our little trip.
Take a little trip. Oh, when you're younger, you're more risky. When you're older, you're like, I don't want to bother with I don't know.
I don't want to get murdered.
Not willing to take many risks when you're older.
You want the comfort of, where am I going? Let me get there and have fun.
Exactly.
No.
Going to Cancun?
That's why you gotta... Yeah, but did you look at everything on the way down there?
Let's go to Wittenberg.
We can.
You ever been to Wittenberg?
I think they have a museum.
South Wittenberg is there, too.
Yeah.
We could stop up on the way. Well, South Wittenberg is nice
well,
and quaint.
Well, it's your microphone you're
but
using.
But Wittenberg is a beautiful city. That's how it's pronounced. Wittenberg.
Okay.
Wittenberg. Wittenberg.
You say it very moist.
Wittenberg. Wittenberg. Moist. That's how it's pronounced.
Moist Wittenberg cheese.
See, docilate. There's no, it's docile, docile nature, docile definition.
It's not an old word, like a medieval word that's been retired.
I've looked.
Do you mean docile?
Docilate. I can't find in any dictionary the word docilate.
Like,
to make one docile. Yeah, that's what docilate would mean, to make someone or something docile.
Have you tried typing that in, like, the Google search? To make one docile?
They probably have a word for
it. That's what I'm wondering, what's the word, and then you definitely got home run with it.
Make one docile. You just made it up, dummy. See, it says that. You just Googled the own word you made. I guess I'm a neologist.
Docile. It comes up just docile.
To make one docile?
Docile. Easily managed or handled. Tractable. A docile horse.
Mm-hmm.
So docilate is my word that I coined that everybody can use, of course. It's a word.
English teachers tell you, but it's not a proper word. You can't use it. So how do you go against that?
It's neologism. It's creation of a new word. Then how do you go against that? Then you go against the birth and the evolution of language then.
Same as it's true for Ebonics. WTF and pound. You know.
But those are just the acronyms.
But it's becoming now. The acronyms are going to become the words. That's what's really bugging out, like Oxford.
What the fuck?
People.
WTF, my BFF? ORC, COO, LOEBD. The fuck do you mean, English? English! You fucker!
But then
SMH,
again,
FYI.
It's just when kids.
OBD, DODLG, LMLOF.
Once the first wave of kids do it, the next wave don't want to talk like that. They're going to find their another language to talk like.
That's so 2000 teens, I don't talk that way.
Watch it be like a jive
in
internet.
Yeah, it passes and becomes
a bebop, BFF, bebop, BFFFF, bifa, boo.
Because the adults don't know what they're saying. That's why they use it. Then the adults catch on, then the terms change.
A biffiff. Instead of them saying BFF, they pronounce it biffiff.
Yeah, that's my biffiff.
Biffiff. That's my biffiff. Lal, amig, fai, FYI. SMH is with a sma, sma, sma. Widif, widif. Biff, biffiff, biffiff. Wit if, biffiff, wit if. Lol, lol, lol. Wit if, biffiff, wit if, biffiff. Lol, lol, lol. Amig, amig. Smeh, smeh. Amig, amig. Smeh.
What the F?
What if? What if biffiff? What if? What if biffiff? What if? What if biffiff? What if biffiff?
Oh, WTF, BFF.
BFF.
LOL.
Wahoo, OMG for you and me. What the fuck does that mean? Hashtag my balls. Hashtag my balls. Hashtag my balls.
Oh, hashtag my balls.
Hashtag my balls. Hashtag my balls. Y'all, y'all. Hashtag my balls. Y'all. Hashtag my balls, hashtag my balls,
hashtag my balls,
hashtag my balls, hashtag my, hashtag my, hashtag my, hashtag my balls, hashtag my balls, hashtag my balls.
Hey, it's Tickle the Elderly Day. Who's joining us?
Not I. I am elderly. I don't want you tickling me.
Well, it's that time of year where the House of Cuckoos start to do some charity work, and this year we've joined Tickle the Elderly.
Yeah, it was Urban's idea, and I said, okay, fine,
bring
whatever.
Smiles to the older folks. Tickle the Elderly Day is coming up soon, so if you want to join us...
Come tickle the elders with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just walk up right behind them and tickle, tickle, tickle.
I'm wearing a rubber glove.
Of course, yeah, you know.
That's what I'm
You want
wearing.
To keep it sanitary for both parties. And they'll smile and you'll run away, just like that Betty White TV show. It'll all be perfectly edited without, you know...
Without any instance of irregularity.
Right.
Always on the hit.
So get out there on Tickle the Elderly Day and...
Tickle them twice.
Get your finger
tickle
out there
nice.
At aged cheese.
And have fun.
Because one day you'll be there too, and you'll hope someone will tickle you just like you wanted to do.
Tickle me twice? That would be nice.
When you're twice your age?
No.
that defeats
me. Now, tickle me now.
Oh, twice. I'm not.
Why not?
You're not elderly.
That ain't fair. That's ageism.
Well, sometimes pickles are meant to be eaten.
Well, then have one. I'm gonna go take a shower.
Bombardment.
Bombardment.
One day we'll be celebrities. We're going to be mocking Stockton.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. We put ourselves out there. They have every right to love or hate
boring,
us.
So there's no paparazzi worth it.
I don't want no paparazzi.
Look, they went and they shopped at the grocery store and then they went back home. Look, there's the House of Cuckoos. They go to their friend's house and they go to Taco Bell and go home. Active life. They showed up at 2 award shows and that's it.
Where are these House of Cuckoos, gentlemen?
They come out, they fly to California, film their show, and then they go back to
Cleveland.
You could have Hollywood. I've never wanted Hollywood. Hollywood. If she could, no, she could, because she wouldn't.
No. Then the cuckoo message can be spread.
Yeah, through propaganda and fear. Propaganda and fear. The House of Cuckoos is your savior.
Or humor and cheer.
We will bring you into the future. Light and freedom.
We're kind of
shy.
We're recording reel to reel. I don't know how much future we'll bring, but we're going to try.
Da, da, da. We fight for the free ones.
When we have time.
The freeway of time.
Usually we have to work.
Yeah,
usually. Bill to record the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Sometimes I sell my soul.
That's why we gotta get those crank
portions.
Crank recording device.
That's right now the devil doesn't have my soul completely because I only sell him little fragments
of
my soul.
Yeah, Halloween's over, so now you're gonna...
Because I realize the value of a soul, it's actually worth more than it's offered to you.
It's just the fact you can break it up thanks to J.K. Rowling.
Exactly.
We know this now. The great Saint J.K. Rowling who brought us the...
So I'm not fully... I would say he has...
Harry Potter.
I think he has 23% of my soul. So I still have full control of my choices at times.
Right. Sometimes you're subject to the little whims of...
Yeah, the devil made me do it. I have actual clarity. Exactly. Of mine, knowing that when I say that, it's true.
See, it happens, like, to you.
Yes, and to you. Sometimes I got nothing to do. Sometimes I just do nothing.
That day you thought you sold your soul to the devil?
Yeah.
That was actually Velocity Boy wearing a cloak.
What? So, and Velocity Boy owns 23% of my soul?
Well, you know, I didn't know at the time would ever come, and he told me never to tell you, you know, because we're always over phone when we talk to him because of the distance, and I thought everything would be
Velocity
fine.
Made me do it?
So, he's the one that kind of controls you. Oh, and Smurfball does have, I think, one left toe or two. So
three eyes? His
about
third
that
eye?
Much, yeah.
He's open?
Much. But he's very polite with his. His is only cares about, you know... What kind of porn you're looking at?
Hey, who's got this spacer porn?
He just wants to know what your Star Wars collection's looking like.
Oh, that's, you know, spacer porn, dude. Spacer porn.
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 If Godzilla ever was real. Now with the nuclear crises that have happened everywhere. Here he is. Godzilla's here now.
Wouldn't that be something fucked up all of a sudden?
Some big animal, creature.
So yeah, some mutated whale, squid, giraffe, elephant.
Maybe rexus. Even part human in some way.
With had a human head, almost like Akira. How he just kept growing the mass of them. So it just kept just sucking in all these other aquatic and land and air creatures into this one big massive mound of, like, you know, organic flesh in the water. It hides in the rift of the Pacific. Not to
like
sound
Indian
like a movie
mythology.
That just came out, but it's all there. It's all adding up.
A lot of the Japanese anime we're seeing it in everything.
Oh, yeah, what was beautiful about that.
With the governments and the changing over.
Dystopian societies and just slave existences.
Things they reach for. And it's very interesting how they kind of predicted where we're starting to go technologically. It's almost scary.
Still waiting for the age of robots.
Well, that's coming,
The world governments create robotic ships.
Yes, well, it's starting right now.
DARPA and their robot man.
Start with the drones and all, you know.
Yeah,
eventually it'll...
Robot man.
Then it goes
imagine
on from
an
there.
Army.
Yep.
It's iRobot, Matrix, Terminator, Skynet. It's all
Gundam
coming to
Wing,
fruition.
Slightly Robotech.
Big Brother, even. It's a very Orwellian.
Robotech, too. The one with the red hair. His, is it his niece?
His granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
Red-haired.
Red or blonde.
Character.
Whatever character she was. Well, that was the second one.
Yes.
That was, well, and that one was...
And then
it
the
was
last
still
one was...
Drahti, or what?
Yeah, it was the next
one. The last one was like, it was a little more... Like, the Earth was more... Everything
after
was
the
grown
war.
Back, the nature...
They're still sucking some...
But the Invids, that's what they were called.
Yeah, we're still sucking energy.
The Invids, yeah. Right? Yeah, right. They were on the bikes in that one. What was that one called?
We're failing in the world of podcasts right now.
You edit this out.
Even sports podcasters know what Robotech is, because if you know how to podcast, you know Robotech. Said this Trekkie.
Swiss cheese and face.
Mr. Ducklips.
Oh shit, microphone. Hello.
Singing the song again. Singing of the song.
Sing a song
to sing.
What is he gonna sing about?
A song, I'm singing a song about a song.
What kind of song is a song about?
A song about a song.
What kind of song is that song that you sing about a song?
It's a song about a song sung by a singer song, singer song singer.
What kind of singer is that singer who sings a song?
A song singing singer.
What kind of singing singer is that singing song song?
A song that's sung by a singer who sings songs by singers that only singers sing.
But what kind of singers would only sing that song?
Singers that sing songs.
What kind of singers sing songs sung that song?
Songs sung by singers who sing songs.
Sing songs sound like singers who sing those songs.
That is true, the song they sing, the song for you.
Sing a song for me.
Singing all their songs for you.
Singing a song that's sung for me.
For you, they sing songs for you.
Have those singers know that these songs are gonna be sung by me.
Sung by you for the singing. Song they sing, songs that you will sing too.
They sing songs for you.
They sing songs for you.
They sing those songs for me.
For you, they sing their songs. For you, they sing,
sing
their
me.
Songs.
Me, they sing those songs.
That was Scarway singing with us, the House of Cuckoos.
We got great nature sound.
Yeah, we just got some great nature sounds, MP3s to listen to. We're going to listen to the tracks and our iPods while we walk through the woods. It's going to be amazing. Listen to nature sounds on my iPod while
someone
walking through the woods.
Someone probably would justify it, but I want to hear the ducks, and there's no ducks.
I want to hear all nature sounds, but then go on a big fucking hike, buddy. Get lost in the woods. Let
snake.
Me see in about 2 weeks when you're fucking emaciated.
There's a snake on our dirty dishes.
Wash it off.
Be nice to the snake.
Oh, well, this is unfortunate.
Not unfortunate, it's always a good thing. Another great episode of the House Cuckoos
but
radio
I hate
show.
Saying goodbye, though. I don't like saying goodbye.
Well, nobody says goodbye. They go back and they listen to a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're always there. The past episodes, past shows.
Let's get cracking on
listen
having
to
more
us again.
Fun releases, too, outside of just the show.
Because we'll see you again. That's right. I have no fear.
And if we
why am I down?
Maybe we'll get on live, too. We can get to
live
shows.
Webcasting. You never know what the future holds. On that note, well, it has been a good show.
Another great show.
It
again.
Has been. So we have to say farewell until next month.
Next month,
is
next
the
listen.
Ides.
Always listen to the House Cuckoos when you want to.
It's always there at your disposal. Your auditorial delights. It's a buffet of auditorial deliciousness for your ear follicles. So say goodbye. So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Listen to the House of Cuckoos.
Man, what you want? All I said, www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. Spell it. C-U-C-K-O-S. Man, go on with that.